to a new camper.
I'm not new.
This is Natalie.
Hold on. Gabe?
Natalie.
Hey, guys.
You see, kids, gender is like pasta.
No, it's not.
There's many different shapes and sizes.
Making it worse.
Holy shit. What happened, Gabe?
Oh, God. Come, there was a terrible mistake. Look at them. They hate you. Camp clearly did not read that detailed email from your mother. Say something already.
Please call me Natalie now. I wanted you guys to hear it from me that I'm transgender. I use she, her pronouns. I'm sure you're all totally comfortable with this, right?
One time, my dad's friend, Bob Reedy, opened a can of spaghetti, but there were ravioli inside.
Shut the fuck up, Milk. Now, I'm sure you all have questions, right? And without consulting Natalie, I'm simply going to open up the floor for a free-for-all, like a session of Parliament. I feel good about this.
Are you going to sleep here?
No, I'm staying in the girls' bunk.
Nice, nice. So this is all scams. You can just watch, you know, girls change and stuff?
Yep, you figured out my master plan.
Do you pee standing up or lying down?
The fuck? Do you pee?
Yeah, this is a disaster, but don't cry. I think you're weak, and then they'll pounce.
My crotch looks like the back of your mom's head while she's slurping me off.
But what is my mom slurping off?
Please, just tell us if you have a dick.
Your buttocks remain the same, correct?
Shut the fuck up, Milk. Shut the fuck up, all of you. Eat my fucking asshole.
Well then, that went
so. She'll be in our bunk this summer. She is trans, so everybody just fucking be cool. Hey, everyone.
Wait, Gabe?
It's Natalie, actually.
That is so cool.
Yes, queen. Go off, girl boss. Pussy hat slay.
Oh,
hello, Natalie.
Hey, Jesse.
Welcome to the bunk.
Bunk is already way better. The boys were such scrotes.
Scrotes? Ew. What is that? What are you saying? Don't talk like that.
I'm sorry. Apologize. Now that sounds like a girl.
So tell me, what kind of girl is this Natalie?
Shh.
Don't answer. I see
Hari Neff, Fashion Week, Gucci. I see snakes everywhere.
Oh, shit. Do I get to keep?
Oh, snakes are phallic and that's offensive. We need something inclusive. Think Karlie Kloss.
Ooh,
with dreadlocks, full geisha, in a wheelchair.
Now this feels offensive.
What if we just went classic?
Yes, thank you.
Caitlyn Jenner, silk bustier, mega hat braid.
No, stop it. Stop dressing me up.
What's your problem?
You know what? I'm just gonna wear my own clothes.
No offense, and not to be a bitch, but your current look is pretty butch.
Yeah, don't you want to like pass as a girl or whatever?
Excuse me?
No, don't get mad at them. Just agree with them now and then. Think about this for the rest of your life.
Oh, that poor girl.
Come on, Natalie. It's only been one day. I just really want to go home. I really want to go on Birthright, but I'm not Jewish. We both just have to be strong. I tried being strong and it did not work, so please just let me.
Hey.
Get out.
Are you here to tell me I'm butch or ask me what my crotch looks like?
I just wanted to say coming back to camp seems really hard.
Yeah. I used to love it here. Last summer, the boys threw me a pizza party when I pissed in Milk's liquid soap.
Do you like already know last summer?
Thought I was a girl?
Yeah.
Kinda. I mean, this is gonna sound weird, but when I started going through puberty, it was like this monster showed up.
All right, buddy. I'm gonna give you broad, hairy shoulders and a high fucking ass. Oh, and you're gonna get more pussy than a no-kill animal shelter.
No! Get away from me, you horny psycho! I think maybe I'm gay.
Yeah, I did kinda think you were gay.
So did I. But then I sang this duet with the ghost of Freddie Mercury.
Sure, as one does.
Be gay, totally gay. And I realized that didn't feel right either. It was something more than that.
What's your fucking problem, kid?
I don't know. I just know I hate you and what you're doing to my body.
Nobody likes puberty. That's why they made the fucking show.
It was like I was vibrating at this weird frequency all the time.
Hey, I get it.
But then I found this forum for trans kids and it was like, that's who I am. So I told my parents.
Oh god, did they freak out?
Sort of, yeah. But then my mom started listening to Lady Gaga and sadly that's what made her come around.
Don't love, but go on.
I like that movie where a boyfriend pisses pants at the Grammys.
So we decided I should go on hormone blockers.
Alright, let's get you some toe hair.
Fuck you! I was gonna make you such a man. You're gonna have dry knees and the confidence to wear flip-flops with long fucking nails. And now you'll never write for Billboard.
And now I'm here. And the boys are dicks and the girls are also dicks, but like
in a more decimating way.
Yes, what is up with that?
Listen, I know they're sociopaths, but I'm not. And if you leave, I'll be all alone. But if you stayed, we could suffer together as like friendskies.
Really? You wanna be friendskies with me?
I wish I didn't say it that way, but yeah.
Okay, alright. The trick here is the first cup of shit will hide someplace where the boys can easily find it.
I'm listening.
But the second cup we're gonna hide up in the rafters.
Okay, you're amazing. But can I just get some credit for shitting in a cup before you even told me what it was for?
Whoa, you shit in the cup? I just picked up some raccoon poop from the woods.
Oh my god, what?
I'm just kidding. It's from my ass.
Cheers.
Holy shit, did you kill someone?
No, I just had a huge fat period.
It seems like a lot of blood.
It's way more than normal.
And it's also like chunky. Oh, well, I'm sorry. That's very visceral.
Yeah, fuck it.
Ugh. What are you even gonna do with that?
I'm gonna wait until the middle of the night and then I'm going to put it at the very bottom of the trash can.
Wow, I was expecting something funny, but man, that's just sad.
Get changed for waterfront, girls. Let's go. Bathing suits.
I don't have to do swimming. Didn't you read the detailed email from my mom? You
sorry. If I have to swim, I'm gonna get eaten by a shark.
You are basically chum at this point. Look, I don't care, we just can't ask for a tampon.
I guess for some strange reason, I don't want everyone picturing blood gushing out of my goosh.
That's fair.
Plus, if I ask for a tampon, it'll connect me to the monster league pad.
Yeah, look, cooter plugs for your ginormous period.
Found some. Is it about the last night of camp that gets everyone so horned up?
I know, right? I just checked out Milk's ass.
If you look at it by itself, it's actually kind of good.
Hey, Natalie. Hi. Did you hear about that? The dead bird in the woods? It's been swelling up all summer, and I actually think it's gonna pop tonight.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, super cool. Remember I hawked that red loogie last year? It's kind of near there.
Yeah, we remember. You keep bringing it up.
Just like I brought up that red loog. Anyway, you want to go see the bird, maybe?
Maybe later. I kind of wanted to throw a battery in the bonfire to see what happens.
Oh yeah, that's why. I want to let me know.
Oh my god, he's so into you.
What? Shut up. Wait, why? What makes you think that?
Look at him. That's his sad attempt at flirting.
Hey, lady. Ah, fuck. Get it. That's what I wanted.
You should go see the bird with him.
Really? I don't know.
Yes, come on. You obviously like him. Go.
Yeah, but this would be my first time, like, kissing a boy, and it just feels scary.
But it's the last night. If it doesn't work out, who cares? I mean, I'm gonna finger Milk. As God is my witness, I'm gonna wear my ring pop.
My dad's friend, Bob Reedy, has a statue of a finger in his nightstand.
Shut the fuck up, Milk. Oh, that is certainly a dead bird.
Check it out. Its belly is full of gas, so if you poke its butthole with a stick, it actually squeaks.
I think that's actually called its cloaca.
Cloaca. It's a beautiful name for a baby. Wow. Crazy how tall these trees are.
So tall.
So tall.
Super.
Yeah.
So what else should we do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
Whatever, honestly.
Whatever, right? Yeah.
Are we moving closer to each other?
You're not turning away from me. I'm not turning away from you.
Yep.
Thank you for doing what's about to happen.
Oh, wow. You're a surprisingly good kisser.
Well, my dad's a high-end butcher and I practice on the meat. So if you're ever at Goldberg's in Montreal, do not eat the pastrami.
Thanks for the heads up.
No problem.
So should we go back to the group?
The group? Yeah, totally. So how do we want to do this? Do you want to go first and I'll just hang back and chill for a sec?
What?
Or do you want me to run as fast as I can and then you just show up later?
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, I don't know if we should show up at the same time because you know, everyone will know.
Oh my god. Fuck. You don't want anyone to know.
Look, I'm really into you and I like you. I'm just mildly terrified of what the guys will say because you're.
I'm what? Say it. I'm trans.
No! I mean, yes, but no! It's because you are so great.
and they'll get jealous, because I get to kiss the great one, you.
Fuck you. I'm a person, not something to hide. This is such a fucking bummer.
Natalie, I'm sorry.
No, have fun face fucking your dad's meat, you French-Canadian cunt.
That transphobic cargo short-wearing Canadian motherfucker.
I just can't believe someone so stupid could make me feel so bad.
Should we go kick his ass?
Yeah, maybe. Are you good at fighting?
I've never fought.
I kicked someone in the back really hard once, but you know, I don't think that's the best way to spend the last few hours at camp.
I mean, at least you got your first kiss.
Yeah, and I made a really special friend this summer.
Milk's dad's friend, Barbie.
No, you fucking idiot, you.
I knew that.
My first kiss was with a troll named Myron. He had a flat ass and butt teeth. He could eat me out to a tennis racket. We dated for 8 years.
I'm gonna miss you so much.
You have to come see me in the city, okay?
I'm gonna text you every day for the first week and then once every 6 months for the next 10 years.
Ditto.
If it was the best goddamn kiss of your entire fucking life.
Amazing!
You shut the fuck up. I'm trying to see how many eggs I can fit in my mouth and you're ruining my focus.
I got into Berkeley, bitch!
Holy shit! That's amazing! What about Danielle? Well, you seem upset. My work here is done. Time to go back to my eggs. Good talk.
Bye.
I caught 4 spiders and let 3 of them live. Also, I got detention for putting a big bag of grapes on the principal's car.
Stop wasting grapes!
Nadia, what about you?
Nothing over here. So let's pass it over to Mom.
Aren't you gonna tell them?
Tell us what?
Nadia got into Berkeley!
Holy shit!
Yes! Yeah. Okay, here we come!
Oh my god, are you just wearing that under your clothes?
2 months straight, just in case. Because I knew my girl was getting into Berkeley.
I bet that shirt stinks.
This is amazing news! Now you don't have to go to stupid Rutgers.
Yuck! But Dad, Tate doesn't even know who we are.
She's just old, Natalie.
And she's terrifying.
She deserves your respect.
Last night, I got a ticket water, and she was just sitting in the dark combing Nadia's old brat's dolls.
Then end on what? Michelle and Sugar?
How dare you! Do you know how many oceans this queen had to cross to give your family life and liberty in the pursuit of happiness? One! But it was a big one, you ungrateful shit.
Not the one dealing with her poo poos.
Oh my god, are you talking about wiping grandma's ass?
Anna Michelle.
Oh please, you've seen one douche, you've seen them all.
Dad?
I'm on poo poo duty from now on. Yeah, mama.
Hey, who are you?
I'm Lindsay Lohan.
Give me candy, Lindsay Lohan.
Fine. I think I have a melted Tootsie Roll in my bag.
Really, shit rat? A Tootsie Roll? All you got for your grandma is the ugly second cousin of candy?
Yeah, I'm not sure how old this is.
Thank you, Lindsay. This candy is not good.
You know, if you want the primo stuff, I might know a place.
Okay, we're intrigued.
But I'm not taking you out with you looking like an aging mobster.
That's what I said, girl.
One thing I always liked about you, Tata, you had incredible taste.
Yes, thank you. Finally, some respect. Ooh, and an Hermes scarf. Girl, you better have one for me, too. Oh, look at you. You've never looked more vibrant. And I look fine as hell, too, if I do say so myself.
Stop, my man.
Tiger clit powder. Do you think this is made with real tiger clits?
We'll take these white claws, menthol jewel, and 2 of your finest scratchers.
Ugh.
What? It's all for her. She's like 100.
And candy.
Ooh, a Toblerone. The crown prince of candy.
You heard her. And don't forget the jewel.
Okay, shit rat. I had no idea you were such a little legend.
I like this girl, too.
You know who she reminds me of?
Who?
You foxy fox.
Oh, yes, foxy. Who is this girl again?
Lindsay Lohan.
No, Tita, you're not so terrifying once you get your candy.
And you know, shit rat, for a rat, you're not so shitty.
Mm, this candy is good. It's sweet. Like Safi.
What's Safi?
You know, I have to meet Safi at the beach right now.
What?
Yeah, that's right.
You did not like Wasim at first.
Why, he was too cocky. You were the real star.
But he was kind.
And hung like a python, if I remember correctly.
And I could
come on, ass. Don't be a dick.
Are you ready to go, Tita?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I think I need a break. Maybe drooling is bad for you.
Come on, ass.
Tita, you okay?
Do something, shit rat. Do something.
Oh, no, Tita, hold on.
TV, no more streaming. No more streaming, TV. No more friends.
The show or my peer group?
Both.
Yeah, no idea where she was.
We could have lost her.
But Tita's okay. I love you, Tita. I'm glad I got to know you. You're a cool ass bitch.
She really is.
Who are you?
Oh, hi. I'm Walter, your grandma's love bug.
Hey, Walter. I'm really gonna miss her.
I am too. But she had a pretty amazing life.
And I guess now we have to let her go.
I guess we do. You know, you're pretty wise for a shit rat.
I know. I could really use a love bug right now.
Bitch, you got one.
River, wider than a mile. I'm crossing you inside.
I'll take care of her.